Track 11.
My name's Daniel Barber. I'm the writer of one of the teacher's books for the keynote course. One of my favourite TED Talks is by a doctor, Atul Gawande, and it's called How Do We Heal Medicine? I've heard Atul Gawande speak before about doctors, hospitals and the health system, and he always impresses me as a speaker. He has a wonderfully calm voice, speaking slowly and thinking carefully about every word. I like to see the bigger picture on issues, and Gawande is able to take a step back from the detailed work of his job as a practicing doctor to look at medicine as a whole. He sets out to provide clarity to problems that show bewildering complexity. He explains this complexity by means of some facts and figures. Medical progress has meant that there are now 4,000 medical procedures, and a doctor can prescribe any of the 6,000 drugs available. He says that's too much knowledge for anyone to know, and people need to be cared for by systems, not individuals anymore. There was a study that compared the number of clinicians required now and in the past. In 1970, the average hospital visit required care from 2 full-time clinicians. By the end of the 20th century, the number had risen to 15. According to Gawande, another problem is the enormous cost of the technology and the human resources needed to make people better in the 21st century. Despite our best efforts, these complex and expensive systems can fail. For example, 40% of heart patient admissions don't get appropriate care, and 60% of asthma or stroke patients don't either. Shockingly, there are 2 million people who pick up an infection in the very hospital that should cure them, from staff not following basic hygiene practices. Gawande's message is an important one. Medicine is broken. But there are answers to its problems, so it can be fixed. He shows that there are surprisingly cheap and simple solutions. In the next part of the talk, he outlines the methodology to find these solutions using 3 skills: find the failures, devise solutions, and implement the ideas. His particular interest was reducing the number of deaths in surgery, and Gawande decided to look at other high-risk industries to see how they tackled complex systems. He looked at aviation and high-rise construction. He was startled by what he found. Checklists. Something as straightforward as a checklist could actually help make experts better. He implemented the checklists in 8 hospitals worldwide, and complication rates fell in every single one. Death rates fell by a staggering 47%. That point deserved the standing ovation it got. My interest in medicine has grown ever since my daughter, who's 11, was diagnosed with a rare genetic condition called cystic fibrosis. People with this disease used to live just a few years, but thanks to the sorts of technological advances in medicine that Gawande talks about, there is every chance my daughter will live a long and healthy life. I am reminded every day of the enormous cost to the local health authorities for her treatment, and I am so very grateful that it is there for my family and the millions of people who benefit from the work of doctors and nurses. We all operate in complex systems ourselves, and we will all need the expertise of a doctor at some point in our lives, which is why I'd recommend this TED Talk to everyone.